You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
With the 2016 calendar year almost coming to a close, it's time to look back at the season that was. Let's talk about the Houston Astros with Brian McTaggart. I'm Allison Fetter. Tags, 2016 seemed to be a little bit of a regression for the Astros. I guess in 15, they weren't supposed to get to the playoffs, and they did. And in 16, they were supposed to get to the playoffs, and they didn't. What kind of stands out to you as a couple things that might have prevented the Astros from getting to reach that goal?
Well, I think it, as it always does, Allison, usually begins and ends with starting pitching. You know, they signed Doug Fister a year ago, but other than that, they were pretty confident with Dallas Keuchel coming off a Cy Young year and Colin McHugh coming off a 19-win year, and McCullers showed great signs in his rookie year. And, you know, it all just didn't come together. And Dallas coming out, I guess, a couple of weeks ago saying he didn't feel good coming out of spring training, that kind of explains a lot of things. And McCullers began and ended the year on the DL. You know, I think at the end of the day, that was the biggest thing. I mean, they had other issues. The bottom of the lineup was really atrocious for most of the year, had issues at closer. But, you know, if you look for 3 months of the season, they had – second-best record in baseball, right behind the Cubs for a three-month stretch. I know it's a six-month season, but they played good baseball for a long time, but they got off to that terrible start. I mean, they were 17 and 28 in late May, and you're just trying to play catch-up all year. You leave yourself with little room for improvement, and then you look at the end of the year. In September, they're in the race, and they're giving starts to Brad Peacock and David Polino, not what they had in mind, and they just could not catch up. So I think that's one of the reasons we see them trying to be so active to get another pitcher now.
Yeah, it's when you look back at that start, that terrible start that you mentioned. I mean, that it's still kind of mind-boggling what happened, and the fact that it lasted as long as it did. There's really not an explanation for it because it's not like they didn't make wholesale changes and when they went on that run and had the second best record in baseball for all that time. Is it still kind of baffling what happened with that start?
Yeah, it is. You know, the early schedule was tough. We all know that. But, you know, they didn't play well, bottom line. Some guys were slow out of the gate. I mean, Tyler White had a big week, and Rasmus had a big week. But after that, they just really tailed off. You know, Colin McHugh had a terrible start to begin the season, and everything just snowballed. And, you know, the closer role was they were blowing saves, and it was just one thing after the other. And they were at the point where the season was, you know, really going to get away from them. That if, you know, if they wouldn't have started making the run when they did, they probably were in trouble. Now, you know, moving George Springer to the leadoff spot and moving Altuve down, that really seemed to get the offense going. And then, you know, Bregman came along and Gurriel and things like that. But yeah, it's just it was just a case of whatever could go wrong did go wrong for the Astros. Other than Jose Altuve, he was great all year.
Yeah, that was. He really did have an amazing season, another MVP-worthy season.
Yeah.
And we probably should talk about him for a second because he's now had three 200-hit seasons in five full seasons in baseball. And we cannot state enough that in the first, 55 years of Houston Astros baseball, they had one 200-hit season, and that was from Craig Biggio in 1998. So what we're seeing from Altuve is not just really good and fun and good for Houston, but this is possibly – one of the best careers we're going to see by anyone in an Astros uniform. I realize it's very early, but he's really all he does is get better.
Yeah, I mean, and he got a lot better this year. Look at the power numbers. You know, I think his career high homers was 15 and RBIs was like 80, I believe. And here he went 24 and made a run for 100 RBIs. And you know, I think he's going to be even better next year. Not only is he going to be a year older, you know, he's got this great desire, this great work ethic, but he's going to be in this great lineup now. And he's going to be getting, you know, maybe some more bats and more bats with guys on base. And, you know, I think he's kind of poised to even have a better season at 26, 27. But you're right. He's headed towards having that 27 hung in the rafters and to be one of the Astros' all-time great players. And, you know, they've had some really great second basemen come through here, of course. Of course, Biggio was the greatest. But Altuve's doing things Biggio didn't even do. And, you know, if he keeps this up for another – you know, 8 or 9 years, which is a long time, it's going to be Cooperstown type stuff. But it is amazing to me how he's gotten better every year. I mean, if he would have been as good as he was in 2013 and that been his career, that would have been a heck of a career. But he's gotten way better, just striking out less, putting the ball in play more, driving the ball more, now hitting home runs, hitting the opposite field. He just continues to evolve, and, you know, I can't wait to see what he does next.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was just talking to somebody about how there were still doubters about him up until maybe about 3 years ago. So
yeah.
And then there's on the other end of the spectrum is a guy that there are few doubts about him, and that's Alex Bregman. You know, I never try to get too judgmental either way on what kind of career someone's going to have just by their rookie season. But, I mean, you and I have discussed, like, just the swing that he has. It's going to be – it's got to be a good swing, you know, for in Major League Baseball. It just doesn't seem like there's ways to get around him a whole lot. And if there's still has a lot to prove, but he certainly showed a lot in his rookie season.
Yeah, he did. You know, we all heard coming up from the minor leagues, he had this quick bat and quick hands, and it's there. And if you have that kind of swing and that kind of quickness, plus with his work ethic, I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys. And I say that, what I mean is he wants to be an MVP. He wants to be the greatest. And that's kind of, if you talk to people that are around him at LSU, he was the last guy on the field out there late at night working when nobody else was. He's got just an unbelievable desire to want to get better. And, you know, a lot of players in the majors do. You get that far. But I think Alex takes it to a different level. And he's got the physical tools. He's got the desire. He's on a good team. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's pushing on the door some MVPs in the next couple of years as well, just based on what we saw. And he started hitting some home runs as well, which kind of was a little bit of a surprise. But, again, he looks like an all-around player to stick in that lineup. And having a full season of Alex Bregman is going to be almost as fun to watch as Altuve, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be a good time. Okay. Thanks, Tag. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.